Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last.
It's time for another conversation. This is Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, with other people. And we're going to have a conversation with Clisver Alvarez. She's a mindset coach and a writer. And what are we going to be talking about this time around is how can moving beyond your comfort zone enhance your relationships? Welcome, Clisver.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you having me here today.
So let's just take bits and pieces of the topic apart. When you think in terms of somebody's comfort zone, what comes to mind?
Being in general, I think that moving, for example, there is a lot of bits and pieces there. For example, when you move in with someone, I think that when you're dating the person, you don't see the full extent of the person because there's that shyness. There is that, you know, I need to look pretty. I need to, I don't want to show them the whole me yet because they might not like everything. They might not
like
that person. That comfort zone. So you're not really comfortable yet with this person. There's comfort levels that you know, my hair doesn't look right yet. So, you know, before I go see this person, I have to go lay it right. I have to go and you know, make it look just right before I go see this person. I have to wear the right costume, the right outfit, the right everything. You know, they don't. There's just everything has to be perfect. Now, when you're for example, in a friendship, there are certain levels of comfort level, depending on the type of friendship. There's a saying in Japan that there is we have three different faces or three different, I guess, and that's a face that we show to the world, a face that we show our close friends or family members, and a face that we only show ourselves. And it's very true because we have levels. There's levels to everything, I think, in that comfort level.
Okay. So now that we've laid the base in terms of romantic relationships and just relationships or other relationships like friendships, let's just start now. How then can moving beyond our comfort zone actually enhance our relationships?
I think just being authentic and being who we are in general and not really caring about what other people say or think about us makes us more genuine, makes us more likable. Because when we don't necessarily care about what other people are going to say or think, it just makes us, you know, there's always going to be people there that are not going to like you, regardless of what you say, because there's always people that are going to have opinions. But you going beyond that, you going actually beyond that and saying, you know what, I'm going to be me no matter what people say, you choosing yourself and saying, you know, I decide I'm going to be me. People, you naturally attract the people who are going to, are going to say, okay, you know what, I like her because that's just her. That's just who she is or that's who he is.
Right.
And you naturally attract people that are naturally like-minded.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Are you struggling to become an effective communicator? Let Noreen Daly, the communication specialist, get you there. Services include communications consultancy, one-on-one coaching, public speaking and debate training, leadership and team building sessions, plus much more. Visit NoreenDaly.com for more info. Noreen Daly, redefining the way you communicate.
All right, so Clisver, you're talking about authenticity and people just basically being genuine and being, as some people would say, being real. How does one get to that place, though, of just being comfortable with being authentic? So this is who I am and those around me will embrace that. Well, as you said, some people will and some people won't. So how can people get to that place of just being authentic in their relationships?
For example, there's times where if there's something that someone asks you to do and it seems uncomfortable, it seems that there is something that you just, it's very unnatural to you and you just can't, and it's the people pleasing.
There's
a thing with the people pleasing and it's just, if someone in general, I think that it's telling me, you know, you should be this way, you should act this way. It's something that they're wanting me to do.
How then, Candace, enhance our relationship?
I think it begins with us. You know, I think it begins with, we have to enhance our relationship with ourselves first and say, we have to love ourselves and we have to say, okay, does this feel right to myself? Does this feel right? And it starts with boundaries, you know, setting those boundaries and saying, does this feel right to what I want to do in life? What I want to accomplish? What I want to, in my mission, in my passion, in whatever it is that I want to do. If it doesn't feel right to the other person and they're actually telling you, you know, but this doesn't seem right to me or they're, you know, that's just people pleasing. And that's where I come, you know, with what I'm trying to say there with the people pleasing. That's the comfort thing, you know, because then you end up feeling uncomfortable.
True.
That's when you end up feeling uncomfortable because you actually, and I'm going to go into a little bit of a personal story here. For a lot of, I am actually separated now from my husband. And for a while there, I actually was living in a relationship where I was losing my essence. I was losing who I was as a person because I was always kind of trying to please who he was. I was trying to please him as a person in the sense of wanting to make him happy all the time. And I was losing who I was as a person. I ended up saying, okay, setting those boundaries and saying, you know what? I need to choose myself. And that's sometimes what we have to do in life, you know, with friends, family members, in general, you know, sometimes we have to say, okay, I need to choose myself. And when you say that, that's when you become authentic.
Okay. How then do you strike the balance? Because there are some persons when you start embracing who you truly are and then setting up boundaries, some people then say, some people get hurt because if it is that you are being used and you're now saying no more, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm choosing me over, you know, so that can cause some sort of conflict or, you know, how then do you ensure that your relationships are actually better for you deciding to just be authentic?
I think that there is going to be conflict always with the other person. But I think that depending on the relationship, they have to either understand or sometimes you have to cut ties. You know, sometimes you have to understand, you have to see the relationship for what it is. Because if they're truly there for you, they have to see that you want best for yourself. You know, they have to want better for you. If they don't see that and understand that, then you have to see that that's not the relationship that has to be in your life.
Okay. There's somebody who is listening and will listen to this and they will say, this was easy for you to say. I mean, this is probably my husband. This is probably my wife. I've invested so much. We have children together, you know, but I think that I probably got married young or I'm at the point where I think that we're growing apart and I find that I'm changing or I'm evolving, you know, and there's some things that I just think that I need to put aside and maybe it is that it might be the end of a marriage or a relationship that I've invested so much, you know, what's your response to that? Because it's not such an easy cut dry that you just get up and say, okay, it's over.
Yeah. And I do understand that. I think that sometimes we tend to grow apart or grow in different directions. But I think that when you're in a relationship, you have to see that the other person sometimes grows and has their own phases in life. And depending on their age or their or what they're going through in life, they evolve. And you have to be able to be there for them and understand that they're evolving and that they're evolving and they have different phases. And you have to be there to be there for them in those phases and change with them. And honestly, sometimes you some people don't change at the same pace.
True.
You have to be able to be there for them and withstand those changes.
Yeah, that is true. If it is that somebody is listening and they're saying, but ladies, you're talking about the whole idea of moving beyond comfort zone and enhancing your relationships. But then I am of the mindset that I think that if it is that something is so hard or if it's going to prove uncomfortable, it probably means that I shouldn't be in this relationship. Because if you move beyond your comfort zone, you are going to experience some level of discomfort. So if somebody's saying, but no, it should be easy. It should be, you know, it should just flow.
And,
you know, God, there's some people have that mindset that everything should just flow. What is your response to that?
And my response to that is change is not easy. Change is hard. And I actually have a six-step guide. I actually have two. I have a six-step guide and a 12-step guide on change. And because something that I always say is whether it's a good change or a bad change in life, it can be very hard. There's always, for some reason, even if it's a good change, it's going to be difficult, you know, and adapting to the change, it's even harder sometimes. So we have to find ways to actually adapt. We have to find ways to actually make the change work for us.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor. So the whole idea of a branding strategy sounded so exotic and so fancy to me. But after having several conversations with Neon, I now have a clearer understanding. I am sure of what my identity is, what it is that I want people to see Noreen Daly as. Thanks, Neon. Thanks, Splint. Visit them at wearesplint.com.
If as we're wrapping up, what then, if you could describe it as a three-step process, what would be that three-step process be to just move beyond our comfort zone? And of course, we're talking about relationships. We're not just talking about romantic relationships, but what would that three-step process be to move beyond that comfort zone so we can then have better relationships? What would that three-step process be?
One of the steps I think would be, it has to be comfortable. You know, at the end of the day, yes, the change process is going to be difficult, but once you're in set, it has to feel right. I think another step would be, if you don't feel anything, if you don't feel like I'm a very intuitive person. So I think that you have to get a feeling. You have to get a feeling, but at the same time, you also have to think about it. You have to not make impulsive decisions. You have to weigh your options. And I think another step would be, there's a, I don't know if you ever heard this before, but outweigh the bad and the good. So make a list. Make a list and make what is the bad, what is the good. And see at the end of the day, what outweighs what. And a third, I guess a third one would be, you would know. If it feels right, at the end of the day, I think that you have the answer.
Excellent note to end on, because at the end of the day, we are the ones who then determine the kind of relationships we want. We are the ones with the answers, not other people. Thank you so much, Christopher, for joining me in this conversation.
Of course. Thank you so much.
This was Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, where it's all about helping us to have better relationships, not just with ourselves, but with other people. Until next time. Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last. Mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers,
shines forever, strengthening the ties that keep us together.